Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Pleasure to have you with me again. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of, part of the conversation. We've got a lot going on. We got a lot, you know, Brad Dacus is going to join us in the first hour. I know many of you really do appreciate the information we get from him. And you know what? He's on it. He's on our side. He's on it. And, you know, I've been telling you for a long time that this fight, they're not just they, and you know who they are. I'm not going to keep telling you who they are. This fight is not just a spiritual battle, but it's one where they truly don't want you to see anybody else with more power than they do. In California, they're trying to pass a curriculum under ethnic studies, where you're teaching kids about other gods. How do you, you know, and what do you think Christian parents are going to do? What do you think they're going to feel about this? Or how they are, should put it that way, really. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution. So we're going to find out how real that is, I shouldn't say just how real that is. What you could do to push back against it. Brad's going to be on with us, and he'll explain from there. Anybody see Kamala Harris? I mean, has she been down at the border? Anybody have any pictures? Joe made her the czar, and then that was it. Never seen her. I mean, she's been out for chocolate cake in Chicago. When we were told not to travel, remember, you know, Dr. Facey, whatever his name is? He told us not to travel, bad thing to do. Everybody but Camilla's going to sacrifice a little bit. She flew back at Easter to celebrate with family, but we were told not to. I keep telling you, this has nothing to do with us getting better. What have you? This has everything in the world to do with them wanting total control of you. There's no way around it. And, you know, and again, look at who they have in office. Look at who they chose to run this thing. Even if you believe that this thing was stolen and these people were chosen, why would you choose Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to run this country unless you thought you could run them, unless you thought you could control them? Come on, let's just be honest about it. Yes, yes, yes. You know, the Democrats, I got to tell you something. Some of you who've been listening to the show for a long period of time, you know that I never, I used to hate when somebody would get on the show and just start talking about them in such a negative light. Like it was a sickness. And I said, okay, let's think back a little bit. Who killed Lincoln? Oh, a Democrat, that's right. Who killed JFK? Another Democrat. Who killed MLK? A Democrat. What group was lynching blacks? Oh, Democrats. That's right, too. That's right. And then owning slaves. Who pushed to maintain ownership of slaves? We're willing to fight over it. Yeah, you're right. Democrats. Jim Crow, Democrats. I know this is getting old, right? But I want you to have this. I want you to think about this. Segregation. Who wanted to maintain segregation? Had to have segregation at any cost? Democrats. I mean, we can keep this going. Who created the KKK? Come on, you guys do a little brain work here, right? Oh, yeah, that's right. Good, thank you. That was the Democrats, too. Remember the Japanese internment camps? Their Lord and Savior, you know, Roosevelt? Yeah. Yeah, that was him. Put him in there. Right? I mean, put the Japanese in there. And it wasn't just the Japanese, by the way. They had Italians and Germans. Because there's no way in God's creation. Think about what they're saying today. That we, on the right, we conservatives, that we have carved these people out. Asians and such. But who has always been guilty of doing that? The Democrats. Right? Who pushed, started, and fought, right, to maintain slavery and such? To maintain blacks as second class citizens? Maybe not even that. Probably third class citizens. Who is it? Aye, the Democrats. And they have so absconded with education and such that now they're calling Republicans racist. I mean, seriously, how much dope do you have to smoke to actually have that make sense? But you're buying it. You're buying into it. And you know when I say that, I mean the generic you. You're buying into this. Don't. Put it back on them. When they talk about how, you know, this party has always been a racist party, go, really? Yeah, explain that to me. Tell me how it is that the Democrats want to keep women from voting. They want to keep blacks from voting. And we are the racist party. You know, last week. In the 25 to 54-year-old demographic, I'm just going to give you some stats, cable news stats, right? Because they're so sure they got it going on. They're so smart. And now that they don't have Trump to pick on, they're really screwed, right? So now they got to pick on the white folks and hope that works for them. But they're too dull to figure out it's not. And they're not telling the truth. We all know that. Number one show on cable news last week, Tucker Carlson Tonight. Over a half a million viewers. Hannity came in number two. That's got to frost him a little bit, by quite a bit. The Five, Rachel Maddow shows up at number four. And pretty much the rest of them are Fox News. If you get to number 10. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists. specialist who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. You've got to be part of the solution. Don't just throw it out there. Don't just talk about it. What are you going to do about it? You know, we always talk about the issues at hand, what we're doing and what we're dealing with. But what are we doing to fix it? Where are you engaging? Who are you supporting that's willing to get out in front and take the flack? You know, take the garbage, I'll put it that way. Keep it clean. And there's a lot of us out there that are willing to do it, but we want your support. We need your support. We need your help. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, like I said, always a pleasure to be with you. But let me bring him on because it's always a pleasure to have him with me, too. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always enjoy when he's on with me as well. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure being on the show. Thank you so much.
And you sound, you know, Brad was a tad under the weather last week, and you know, well, listen, you sound great. You sound like you're on your game, and that's good because we got a lot of stuff coming at us, you know.
We do. We have definitely have a lot to talk about, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right. So, school, from an educational standpoint, here in California, they're now trying to push on us a curriculum that would allow the kids, actually encourage the kids to chant. Is it a Mayan or an Amazon god?
It's the Aztec god.
Aztec. I'm so well.
And the curriculum is trying to require them, all the children, in California public schools, to give chants to the Aztec gods. But it's also much worse than that. There's other tribal ancient gods that they're going to be giving chants to and worshiping. And their whole goal is to try to level the playing field, if you will, to the oppression of the European, Judeo-Christian religions. So they're trying to lift this up to, in some way, in doing so, give greater cultural respect for people of a different cultural background or ethnic background. It's really nonsensical, but it's more importantly to me, it's unconstitutional to have children giving, you know, worship chants to a god of a religion where they cannibalized and they sacrificed babies regularly. I mean, the Aztecs were crude. It was barbaric. It was the best thing in the world that they were conquered. You know, when you realize how many hundreds of thousands of little children they killed and then they would eat. So I don't think that's a god that is really a good cultural highlight for the Latino community by any means.
I wonder if they'll actually tell people that. I wonder if they'll actually tell the kids that the god that they're chanting to, or the peoples that chanted to this god, this is what they did to children. You think they'll tell them the whole story?
No. They won't say that, you know, had this god been here, your older brother probably would have been sacrificed. You know, I mean, I just don't think they're going to do that. Unfortunately, they're trying to kumbaya and just say, you know, it's all the same. And that's part of their ideology. All religion is the same. Cultures are all the same value and everything. Well, no, there's different aspects of different religions distinguishing themselves and cultures.
Right.
And, you know, proper critical review looks at the good and the bad and thinks critically. But their agenda is much more to destroy the status quo, and this is one way they're trying to do it. And it's the language. This isn't just one little clip. It's very clear what they're trying to do and the language that they're using.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me, again, go back to what you said, where they're, you know, every religion is the same and everything is this and everything is that. And it's really not fair to do that because, you know, Christian kids and kids of other religions, too, they don't see us all as the same. We are not all on the same plane, if you would. And it's not up to a school district or anybody else, for that matter, to tell your kids any different, is it?
No, you're absolutely right. And they're using you know, this kind of religion is all the same as a part of their, you know, ethnic, you know, remedying and of past errors. But it's really, I think, an insult to many people, to the large, vast majority of those in the Latino community who are not Aztec God worshippers. No, they're Catholic or Protestant, and generally speaking, and I think they would be just as offended as anyone, if not more so. You know, individuals have the choice to decide their faith, and our Constitution wants to protect that. We really don't want the government intruding and tearing down one faith and raising up another, particularly one that society has rejected overwhelmingly, like the Aztec gods and what they stand for.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, again, it's us paying attention to what's going on around us because a lot of people don't. You know, they find out, you know, as I have found out as a school board member, I can't tell you how many people have called me and said, oh, my God, I mean, are we really teaching this stuff in school? Are we really teaching kids A, B, and C in school? I said, yeah, you got to pay attention. I mean, there's all kinds of things happening. When it comes to education law in California, I don't know if it's the same in other states, but education law here in California kind of takes on its own, it has its own set of rules, its own subsection, even in the Constitution, doesn't it? State Constitution.
Yeah, it does. And then, of course, the California Department of Education is very powerful and is unilaterally adopting policies like this that is also being offered legislatively. But it's very, very powerful. It's very strong in the NAP plus the teachers union. They're definitely forces to be reckoned with. And that's what we're here for, Pacific Justice, as you know, is to go to bat for parents and be the voice for the other side, which is the parents and the kids in this state as well as across the country.
Yeah, people don't realize too how much you do have to be the voice for the other side, because there's nobody. Now, let's just be honest about it. You and I have been at this for a long time. There is no real voice for the other side. I mean, the elite, especially here in California, when it comes to the education world, they really believe themselves to be the catch-all, the end-all, if you would, when it comes to what your kids should learn, how they should learn it, and so on. And you're right, they're very powerful.
They are, and very influential, and we stand up for it. This morning, we had notice last night that the Orange County Board of Education was going to be, having a hearing deciding whether to require every child to be vaccinated in order to go to school in Orange County. I contacted one of our attorneys, Michael Peffer. He was there this morning, and he testified and gave them the constitutional perspective and the parental rights perspective on the matter. I hope it brought some common sense to them, but I'm afraid this is what many counties and possibly states will be mandating. And we're watching this very, very closely.
Well, Brad, part of the issue / problem is going to be they're going to require vaccines, so the vaccine card before you can actually get into school. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dinkins will be with us when we return.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Minnesota police officer who shot Dante Wright has resigned from the Brooklyn Center Police Department. Officer Kim Potter resigned on Tuesday, along with Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon. In her resignation letter, Potter said she believed it was in the best interest of the department and the community if she resigned immediately. City officials said Monday that they believe Potter mistakenly drew her firearm when she shot Wright instead of reaching for her taser. She could be heard on body cam footage shouting taser before firing the fatal shot. Hundreds of protesters assembled outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department Monday night. 40 people were arrested and police used tear gas to disperse the crowds. A smaller gathering outside the police station Tuesday has been met by National Guard troops. The cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have issued a curfew from 10 p.m. Tuesday through 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I mean, I want to make sure that you got to get informed to be there. Remember, I told you, tomorrow night we're going to do a two-hour special on the COVID crazies. I've got some panel members that will be here. And again, you know, you've got to have the information. You have to know what you're talking about. If you don't, how can you speak intelligently? We get mad at them for giving us wrong information. We get mad at them for pumping things up that they shouldn't, and yet we're doing the same thing. You know what I mean? Hey, now, here's a guy that never pumps it up, always gives us a real truth. Brad Dinkins joins us. He's founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I enjoy having him on every week. And, Brad, tell people how to get a hold of you, what PJI is all about, and then how to get a hold of you.
Oh, you bet, Joe. Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute are a very unique organization that we defend religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of human life, but we don't cherry-pick just, you know, high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure everyone gets help, that no one is ever left on the side of the road anywhere in the United States. They're represented without charge. We have more offices across the United States coast to coast than any other organization of our kind, and we're very efficient with our resources. And if people want to, if they need help, or they'd like to get a free Legal Insider newsletter, we have over 50 cases in active litigation right now. And I will tell you, CNN they're not talking about our cases. So if you would like to get information about these cases that they'll find very interesting, or just in the sign for our Legal Insider, or they'd like to support us financially with a tax-deductible donation, just go to our website, pji.org. It's simple, three letters. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org. And it's our pleasure to serve and represent them as they have needs.
Yeah, what we were talking about before we went to break is how, you know, the schools require you to have a vaccination card now for your kids to go to school. And, you know, I get it, I understand, but there are religious outs on these, is my understanding, correct?
Well, in California, they don't have any religious out at this point, but we have to wait and see how this thing plays out. Now, school districts are making their own decisions on this as we see it. Like I mentioned, Orange County Board of Education is debating it, and they can decide whether or not they want to have exceptions. You know, one obvious exception should be for medical, pre-existing medical conditions or other factors that could be complicating factors. But also religious objections should be one of them as well. But frankly, I think if just parents object, that should be enough. You know, in that, you know, these vaccines, the science of it is indisputable. These vaccines are less necessary for children than the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine, statistically, is actually more dangerous than the COVID the virus, the traditional flu is. So it makes more sense, but they don't require kids to have the flu vaccine. This is illogical. And then also the flu vaccines are tested and fully vetted vaccines.
Right.
This one isn't. This is an emergency vaccine. It has not been fully tested, fully vetted, and the mRNA process is still, this is new. It's experimental as applied to COVID. So I think parents should be able to opt out. I think parents are require parents to opt in, but it's up to the right now. It's up to the school boards, and in multiple states are going to be debating this. But as they do, I have a prediction. And my prediction, Joe, is this. School districts and county boards of education that require this are going to see a large number of parents opting out of their public school. We already see about 10% have left the public schools through the pandemic that in the L.A. and San Diego school districts. That's according to them, not me. We're going to see that number. I think we could see that number easily double or even increase even more as parents say, no, my child's not getting that vaccine. No way. I'm pulling my kids out and say goodbye to the money you're going to get. You're no longer going to receive from my child. That's going to be a real hit for school districts that I think many of them are not aware of.
Or actually, they're so full of themselves, they really don't see anything anything that can go wrong with that or anything happen with that. Again, it's interesting because when this first thing started happening, I kept saying, we're going to lose at least 15% of the kids ultimately. So instead of planning for all these kids coming back, we need to plan for the future and what education is going to look like, you know, 2, 3, 4 years out. We're not going to get the money, you know, that they're hoping that we're going to get, and we're going to lose a bunch of kids to either homeschool, private school, these co-ops. You know, the co-ops going on in some of the churches, correct?
Oh yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute have a film project we produced to educate pastors on how easy it is for them to start church homeschool co-ops. They're not private schools; don't have to deal with those regs, but just allowing parents to meet at their church or synagogue and work together to teach children. And we're strongly in favor of that, particularly in view of the radical, very controversial, extremely controversial sex ed and sexual preference materials and identity materials that's going to be shoving down our kids' throats down to the kindergarten level.
Yep. And they're already starting to do it in some places. And again,
yes.
You know, you were talking earlier, you know, about these ethnic studies. They're not just ethnic studies. Let's just be honest about it. They're studies to really, really just kind of swipe away at the foundation of a lot of these kids, their beliefs, and not just religious beliefs, but their moral beliefs, if you would. Correct?
Right. Oh, absolutely. You know? No, absolutely. It's moral relativism is one of the foundations of this curriculum. And, of course, then the attacks they have on the foundation of the country, which, you know, our founding fathers and the concepts of fundamental rights and our liberties and how precious they are. Instead, they're just dismantling. So it's very destructive for children. I hate this may sound really radical, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it really is. I think we're reaching a point where public education is actually very harmful, very destructive to children. And parents really need to look at their child, look at their school district, particularly in California. Other states have not digressed to the same degree, but parents need to be looking very carefully wherever they are in the country at the schools that their children are going are in, what are the mandates, and I think it's just healthy for them to be looking at their options, all their options.
How about something as simple as saying, hey, pay attention to what your kids are learning. How about we start there? That would be really cool, wouldn't it? I mean, Look, I had four kids. We weren't perfect. We had a lot of things going on in our lives. But I thumbed through their book. I thumbed through their homework. I asked them what was going on at school because I wanted to hear what they were learning. And let's just say, not necessarily to make sure they were learning something. I want to know what the school was teaching them, because I've seen some stuff in the past that drove me nuts. And I think they were testing the waters, you know. Every decade, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And now a debunked history, the 1619 history and curriculum, a debunked history is now being pushed as mainstream, you know, teaching. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so where are the parents? What is going on? And this is hard to fight, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. And that's why parents need to be informed. We've got great resources on our website. We have the sex ed video called Sex Ed, Let Parents Decide. We have information about starting church homeschool co-ops, and other information as well about this legislation that we've been standing up to challenge, that is some of the most radical, unbelievable legislation that I've ever seen coming out of a state, and I'm sure other blue states will be trying to copy as well. So there's a lot going on. People need to be educated, but most importantly, educated about what their children are going to be infected with and indoctrinated with, to their own peril. And it's really we really can't trust government schools, public schools. We really need to be active parents and scrutinize and hold them accountable and be open to other possibilities in the past we may not have even considered, like homeschooling or private schooling or some alternative hybrid.
Well, I think the positive side of this distance learning is it's allowed parents to see that not only can they do it, you know, do the homeschooling portion or do it, but they've seen what their kids are being taught, how their kids are being taught.
Right.
And we're seeing
right.
more and more videos of you know, teachers going off on kids, conservative kids, religious kids, or what have you, really
yes.
showing what their true makeup is all about. And again, let's just fix something here. We're not saying all teachers are like that. There are some
right.
wonderful teachers out there that really care about your kids, and they're stuck in a
right.
system that's forcing them to teach a certain way.
Right.
But, you know, and
yeah.
again, you're stuck. This is a public system that you can actually go to jail for if you try to play games with it. Right?
Very true. Very
all
true.
Right.
You're right.
We'll be back in a minute. We're going to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure that you're involved and engaged. You need to be involved and engaged. You really do. Because you can't get your information from the last tweet that went flying by your face. Right? You want to make sure that you've got the information, you got real information to work from, and that you're making all the right moves. You know how I check myself? I bring on Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, I always have a good time when you're on with me. And sincerely, I mean, people need to be informed and know what they can and cannot do. That's what's going to keep us strong, isn't it?
You're right. People understanding what their rights are under the Constitution, their God-given freedoms and liberties, it's empowering, and we want to empower parents and families and churches and synagogues to know what their rights are and lay claim to their rights and keep government in check. And right now, boy, does government need it.
Well, I had a guy on the show last week that has a restaurant in Orange County. He has thrown them out several times. You know, the county. What do you want to call these little
public
little
health officers?
Health Gestapo.
Yes.
Right. He has no warrant. Get out of here. Keep throwing them out. And
yeah.
He actually doesn't allow you to wear a mask in his restaurant. If you're going to come into the restaurant, take the mask off.
Okay, and he's been doing this since day one.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. And they must know that he's such a fighter that they're not willing to, you know, go after him, you know, full to the wall with, you know, a legal process. I mean, I'm sure at some point in time, all these cases that are out there where they've been fined, you know, $1,000 a day, $5,000, whatever it is, at some point in time, these are going to make it to a court level where a judge hopefully will say, no, I'm wiping that clean. You had no right to do that. Or am I thinking fantasy land?
No, I think you're right. I think that is very possible that we could have judges just say, what are you doing? Like in Texas, you know, they did that against a hair salon place, and it went up to the court, I think it was the state Supreme Court, and they said, what are you doing? They said, this is unreasonable. This is not, there's no compelling state interest. You're not validating. I mean, they just diced and sliced the public health officials for what they were doing. The governor sided with the salon. The attorney general sided with the salon owner. That, of course, was Texas. And then you also look at states like South Dakota, where they just said, hey, here's recommendations. You know, here's some recommended guidelines. We're not going to mandate this. You guys are adults. We're going to respect, you know, you to be human beings to your neighbor and be considerate. And they did. There was no penalty. There was no mandate. But the people of South Dakota were human beings. And they looked at it. They assessed their risk. They assessed their individual risk. They acted accordingly and very respectfully. And lo and behold, California is statistically much worse off than South Dakota. South Dakota treated people like human beings, adults, citizens. California treats us like animals, like we're, you know, under the age of 10. And it's a different way of treating. And of course, I think the effectiveness and responses have played out and have shown which way is the most effective.
Yeah, I'm, you guys as attorneys, I'm overwhelmed by this stuff from a standpoint of I'm looking at all these people that are being wronged, you know, I mean, constitutionally wronged. And right now, I don't know if there's not the court time or if there's not the money or people aren't getting in touch with the right people. But my God, the amount of time that you're going to spend in court trying to overturn these fees and what have you and some of the wrongs that have been done to some of these kids at schools and other places, it's just going to be amazing. You know, I'm looking at, you know, people said to me that I was talking about the Canadian issue where they actually put the gate up or the fence up around the church after that pastor threw them out. And then they're saying it wasn't parishioners, but a large group of people came and ripped the fence down. And
yeah.
One guy who even said, no, I'm not a parishioner here, but there's no reason for this. There's no reason for the government to do this.
Yeah. You know, and people need to, there's a point where people do need to stand up for their rights when the government is unreasonable. It's interesting, the government has no problem placating to rioters, destroying other people's property and vandalizing and setting things on fire. No problem with placating to them and letting them all off the hook. But when it comes to churches saying we want to civilly meet, then they become big bullies. And so it just shows you, you know, that the government is just like that. They're the biggest wimps. They love picking on people they know they can pick on. And then they're intimidated by the real rough thugs who are the greatest threat to society. It's not about protecting society. It's not about protecting people. It's about trying to maintain power and control when they can do it with the least number of casualties on their end. And that is not public service. That's tyranny.
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, I'm really, and I'm watching what's going down. I'm watching some people rising up in neighborhoods and other areas. Here's my fear. You and I have kind of touched upon this in the past. My fear is a bloodbath, frankly. My fear right now is that they're pushing this race war. They're pushing this race thing. You know, look at what happened here in Michigan. I mean, you watch what was going on down there. That was not the cop did not shoot that guy because he was black. That was not a racial thing. That was just a tragic, tragic, tragic mistake, but had nothing to do with race. But everything's being pushed in that direction. They are going to start a race war, bloodshed, and that's going to allow them to step up and maybe implement some kind of martial law to get peace again.
Yeah. I think martial law is long overdue in terms of these communities where you have massive numbers under the pretext of something that happens they're not educated about. They don't know the facts. And using that to vandalize, burn down buildings, and then break into Walmarts and other stores and just steal things and rob things from people who had nothing to do with it. So it's really like a barbaric kind of a something. I kind of think of an analogy, but it's just something unthinkable, and yet we see it massively. And those places, those communities that cannot control themselves and control to maintain order, then they've lost their liberty and freedom, at least for that community. And we need to have martial law, National Guard, to maintain order so that people can once again go to the supermarket and preserve the ability for there to be a supermarket and other shops for the majority of citizens, peaceful citizens, to use to live by. So I think we definitely need to do that. And I think now that Trump's not in president, I think we're going to see these cities and states and communities more willing than ever to bring in the National Guard now that political element is no longer there.
Well, you know, Brad, nothing says restitution more than, ransacking a CVS or a Target and getting a big screen TV for yourself, all right?
Oh, that's restitution. Restitution, all right.
I mean, seriously. They're so grieved by the death of another black man that they're breaking windows and stealing stuff out of stores.
Yeah, when I was brought up, the concept was, get the facts. Innocent until proven guilty. Let the justice system play itself out.
Yep.
And I'm just baffled. I'm bewildered. Is this government schools? Is this our public schools grading such incompetency and understanding just how the system works and that mob rioting doesn't save it? I mean, we saw the lynchings of the South. We've seen that kind of tyranny. You think our society would learn from that, much less try to copy it and emulate it in other circumstances, the lynchings that took place. This is effectively people taking law into their own hands.
Wait. The press had some integrity at that time. You got to hear that from the press and others. You've got little girls being gang raped at the border, but you're not hearing that in mainstream media.
Right.
Up in Seattle and Portland, you've got people that have been gang raped there. Stuff is being stolen. They've still got a couple of blocks that they've taken over. You're not hearing any of that in media. So, people don't really know what's happening at this point,
No, you're right. And there's a lot of frustration, and people are leaving these cities. They're in droves. I feel sorry for the real estate agents in Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, because people are leaving those places. And other cities across the country. So I think we're going to see a breaking point. The average American is watching it. They're learning from it, and they don't like what they see. And in terms of that tyranny, and they don't like what they see in terms of these governors and the tyranny coming down in the schools and the mandates. I predict, in this midterm election, we're going to see the voice of the average American and their response to this tyranny and injustice that they're allowing to.
As long as it's not stolen, Brad. As long as we're ready for it.
That's the concern.
The Dems were great. They're putting together an army of lawyers to fight all these AGs that are going after, Biden's executive orders. It's about time these AGs finally got together and started to fight these things. But again, the Dems have a lot of practice at this, and they're not going to stop till they try to win. Hey, we're up against the time. Tell people again where to get in touch with you.
You bet. To follow our cases and get our newsletter or support our work, PJI.org. PJI.org.
That's great. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I'll be back in a little bit. The next hour, it's all me, and we're going to have a ball. We'll be right back.